This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced on Thursday she is going to resign and step away from the job she just recently took. Her new finance minister reversed almost all of her planned tax cuts. Truss claims she cannot deliver the mandate on which she was elected. Her final day will depend on how fast a successor can be elected. An Air Force jet crashed at the end of the runway near Salt Lake City, Utah on Wednesday. The F-35 crashed at Hill Air Force Base at the north end of the runway, the 388th Fighter Wing tweeted. The wing commander at the base confirmed the pilot ejected to safety and that no one else was harmed. One witness on Fox 13 in Utah.
Like, I was just watching it. I was in the right-hand lane, and then you just see it going down, and then it just hits that hill, and you just see it. It burst up in flames and then black smoke just going all over the place.
Democrat Utah State Senator Gene Davis announced plans to resign from the Utah legislature on Wednesday. The announcement came hours after the Utah Senate released the outcome of an independent investigation that found he more likely than not violated the chamber's anti-harassment policies against a former female intern, Elizabeth Converse. Ms. Converse thanked Republicans for protecting her and assisting in the legal process. The first Native American woman in space said Wednesday she is overwhelmed by the beauty and the delicacy of Mother Earth and is channeling positive energy as her five-month mission is now officially underway. NASA astronaut Nicole Mann made the announcement from the International Space Station. Ms. Mann is a member of the Wailaki of the Round Valley Indian Tribes in Northern California. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The upgraded tent city, Mayor Adams, for New York City's illegal immigrants, is a utopia compared to the dingy, rundown accommodations in a homeless shelter just yards away. The tents have laundry service, TVs, phones, Xbox gaming. 36-year-old New York City homeless resident Baron Hine says the smell is awful on every floor of the homeless shelter he's living in. Inflation and illness in the United States is resulting in one Thanksgiving staple becoming very expensive.
Turkey prices are 73% higher than last year, and analysts say they could stay that way through the holiday. It's largely due to the spread of bird flu, which led to a smaller supply. Higher feed costs and a labor shortage also factored into the increase in price. The USDA says the cost of an 8 to 16-pound bird is $1.99 a pound, compared to $1.15 last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration on Wednesday announced a round of criminal charges and sanctions related to a complicated scheme to procure military technologies from U.S. manufacturers and illegally supply them to Russia for its war in Ukraine. The Department of Justice charged nearly a dozen people in separate cases from New York to Connecticut. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, it's always one step forward and three back, and you can thank this Biden administration, you know, for the insanity here. This is unbelievable. Excuse me, for the country, you know, the United States that was known for sending missionaries to spread the gospel around the world, our State Department is now sending drag queens around the world. I guess that's the new gospel, you know, for this diverse equity, inclusion, the doctrine that's going out, that's emanating from the bureaucracy in D.C. I don't know if you caught this or not, but the State Department had awarded $21,000 grant for Cultural Center in Ecuador to host 12 drag theater performances. I got to bring Megan Barth on right now. She's the host and I should say the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. But, you know, every day we get something that just really gets under my skin when it comes to, you know, the people's money. I mean, the State Department is sending $21,000. I know not a big chump of change. This is probably a penny loafer money that falls out of Biden's left shoe only. But nonetheless, I mean, it's still taxpayers' money. It doesn't belong to the government, but somehow they think they can appropriate that. And we're going to have 12 drag theater performances sponsored by the citizens of the United States of America. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I always refer to diversity, equity, and inclusion as diversity, inclusion, and equity because that acronym is DIE.
Yes.
And that's exactly what it is. We are slowly dying on the vine as our culture is rotting. And politics is downstream from culture, as Andrew Breitbart used to say. But, you know, there's $20,000 would really come in handy to a lot of struggling Americans right now. You know, most Americans got, what, a $1,600 check and said, you know, here
right.
you go. Sorry we closed down the economy, but hopefully this gets you through for the next 2 years. You know, I don't really think that American diplomacy should include drag shows, but here we are. Under the Biden and Blinken administration.
Yeah, I mean, hey, why send missiles? We'll just send some drag queens out to Ukraine. Do you think they'll celebrate that that arrival? Just what they need, right? A little cultural advancement.
Yeah, you can't money launder drag queens. And that's what's going on in Ukraine right now. I think we're up to $70 billion. And we continue seeing the head of Ukraine, Zelensky, in front of green screens, shooting commercials or making movies or whatever he's doing. But he's certainly not in a bunker anywhere.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. Well, and, you know, the thing is that, you know, this is prospering an aspect of the military-industrial complex, and America needs to wake up for this. This is why they handled this debacle the way they did, whether it was Afghanistan, you know, Iran, and now, you know, as if they can't mess up anymore, let's find something else. And so Ukraine conveniently comes along, and Joe Biden, who has not been known for his his national security chops. In fact, I think it was Gates who said that, in all the years, in 50 years, I don't think Biden has gotten one thing right when it comes to national security and strategy. So, what else can we expect? And then it really makes me additionally nervous, Megan, when he very casually states that we're on the verge of some nuclear Armageddon. And, he just puts it out there so casually, like, wait a minute, do you realize what you just said? How many millions of people could die just based on that stupid statement that you just made? And you think, like, there's no sense of urgency, there's no concern whatsoever? I mean, this is dangerous. And to think that if this was the case, this is the commander-in-chief that's going to lead us into war.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a war that Biden doesn't like, including the Afghanistan war, which really no one liked after, 20 years or so.
20 years,
there.
Right, exactly.
And he ended that in a complete debacle. And so, we used to have presidents that would actually avoid a nuclear holocaust, and yet Biden, between ice cream chomps, is just nonchalantly talking about nuclear war. Mm-hmm. I think the other threat to our country outside of Biden alone and his administration is his continuous actions of reducing the strategic oil reserves to bring down gas prices. That's not what the strategic oil reserves are for. The strategic oil reserves, which were built up to historic numbers by President Trump, have now been depleted to historic numbers in just a short time that Biden has been in office. And he's about to tap, again, millions of barrels, remove them from the strategic oil reserves to bring gas prices down. Well, perhaps if you didn't shut down oil drilling and leasing and exploration and the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, we wouldn't be having these soaring gas prices. And so his response to his policies is to basically drain the strategic oil reserves to historic lows as an economic issue. When those reserves there are there for in time of war.
Exactly.
I'm not sure who's coaching this president, because he certainly isn't making these decisions independently or on his own. He can hardly decide which way to exit the stage. And I don't know if you saw a speech that he gave the other day, but he was reading a teleprompter.
Yeah.
he was reading about a website. I don't recall which. Oh, it was for student loans.
Right.
And he says, you need to go to, and he spells it out. And then he even spells the .com out. So he says, D-O-T-C-O-M. You're like, okay, another one.
Yes. Yeah, they just keep on coming. And the thing that, I get so irritated as well about, and bless her heart, Karine Jean-Pierre, who is, taking bullets for this administration, they're just not paying her enough. To be abused. I mean, this is like self-abuse, because she goes up there with a straight face and she's flat out lying to the people. I mean, does she not realize that everybody knows she's lying, that she knows she's lying? All God's children know she's lying, but she just keeps on going. And I think one of the worst jobs you could have, besides being the press secretary and being her position, are being the press, that are corralled in that room that have to listen to this dribble.
Oh, I know. And you said she's not paid enough. I quite think she's overpaid, only because, as a press secretary, I would expect them to be able to put a sentence together without adding fillers like, constantly. She cannot put a sentence together without fumbling over her own words. And maybe that's because, as you point out, that she's lying. So she's not very comfortable in delivering with enthusiasm the policies and the actions that this administration has taken. I remember when Peter Ducey of Fox News asked her about her finishing the wall and if that's building the wall, and she kept saying, we're not building the wall. Well, you're finishing the wall. She goes, no, we're not finishing the wall. We're just filling it in. Okay, so all of these other words, they could not admit that they were actually building part of the wall. They were just calling it filling the wall. And then when she was pressed to see if that was a racist move, she deflected once again.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's what she does. I mean, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It just keeps on screeching. I just I flinch every time that she comes on the TV to, you know, present the case for the White House and this president. And, you know, what can you say? It's just like, oh, turn the channel. It's time to go back and watch another
what
episode
if you
of Raymond.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7365. Four fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Praise God, 4,185 listeners have responded to the gospel message in our radio broadcast in India over the past 3 months. Christians only make up 2% of India's population, so for many listeners, our programs are the first time they're hearing about Christ. By sharing the hope of Christ in their own languages and providing literature that further explains how much God loves them, we're helping them to relate to a God who deeply cares for them on a very personal level. While we celebrate the thousands of people who have responded to the gospel through the Tide Radio broadcast, we're equally aware of how vital it is to continue our work in the region, telling people the inherent truth about Jesus and His love for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth, yes, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. You know, Megan, sorry that, you know, being the editor-in-chief of the Nevada Globe, it's always just a slow news day over there, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I heard you from the fire hose. Yes, I wish, exactly. I had a slow news day. I thought, I'll just cover news across the state. I won't be that busy. Yeah.
Well, maybe after the midterms, with all the excitement going on, you know, it's interesting that, you know, there, of course, now the Republicans getting revved up again. You know, early on they were saying, hey, there's going to be a red wave. And then, of course, the media got involved. They started putting their, you know, left foot, not even their thumb anymore on the scale. They just said, hey, we're just going to be overt. We'll put our entire body on it if we have to, and prejudice the polls and all this. And, you know, we sensed they were ridiculous. I mean, like, the American people are just saying, oh, yeah, we want more of Joe Biden. We want higher gas prices. We want more Marxism. I mean, you know, this is awesome. More drag queens, you know, for everybody. This is what we want. Democratic policies that are taking away from our Constitution and our liberty. Oh, my goodness, we just can't get enough of this stuff. And then, of course, reality starts sinking in, and the numbers, now these pollsters have to maintain some sort of face. So now they're trying to, you know, be a little bit honest anyway. And so the talk is red wave, but I like my buddy who I've been using, still in his line, and several other people have done the same. And I agree with this, is that it's not necessarily going to be a red wave as much as it's going to be an American wave. Because you have, you know, Democrats, independents, you know, the entire enchilada, you know, coming back to reason, coming back to first principles, saying, hey, you know, that Constitution thing, that thing's pretty, it's a pretty good document, you know, maybe that's what we ought to rediscover, huh?
Yeah, that would be a good start. And, you know, going back to Nevada, the red wave is predicted to win Nevada, and it's so strong that candidates are pulling a Terry McAuliffe, who lost to Glenn Youngkin, for the governor of Virginia, by bringing Obama. Obama is coming to Nevada, and he's coming in a couple weeks, I think around November 1st, a week before Election Day. Early voting starts any minute now. Obama is coming out in order to stump for Catherine Cortez Masto, who is in danger of losing a Senate seat, and the Democrats can't afford to lose that Senate seat. And he's coming to stump out for other Democratic candidates, like our Governor Steve Sisolak, who's also underwater. Mm-hmm. Every incumbent, Democratic incumbent in Nevada is underwater.
Exactly.
And that is because of the economy, and it is because of the gas prices, and it is because of the food prices. It's not because of abortion. You know, I stream TV, and on Hulu, every other ad is about abortion for the Democrats. And the thing is, I don't know who they're polling. Because every single poll, and I've looked at every single poll, even left-leaning polls, no one's talking about abortion in Nevada.
Right.
In fact, Hispanics, when they're polled, and we have a 20% voting population of Hispanics here in Nevada, abortion comes up 8th amongst their concerns. They don't even think it's an urgent issue. And yet, Catherine Cortez Masto has spent over $6 million in abortion ads.
Wow. What a waste of money, because it doesn't pass the so what test, is what you're saying, and that's evident with what's going on, because the Democrats have fooled themselves into thinking, because they've had prejudice polling, and you know as well as I do, Megan, it's the question, how you ask the question. And if you have a predetermined outcome, which the Democrats do, this is what gets them in trouble all the time, is they ask questions that give people, you know, give them that predetermined number and outcome. But when you ask the real question about, you know, killing babies in the womb, you know, now we get back to that about less than 1% of people who are for abortion, what most of them can agree on, and that is in the case of rape, incest, a mother's life being in danger. So that's less than 1% of the abortions. When you start talking about gender selection, you start talking about, you know, oops, I made a mistake, wrong guy, Friday night bar experience, not good. You know, we're not into killing babies because of our own mistakes and because of our own convenience. That is where you start getting numbers. I think Molly Hemingway was reporting somewhere around 75%. Of America, you know, being against those kind of abortions for convenience. So that's why it's not passing the so what test, number one. Number two, it's why Roe v. Wade was sent back to the states, because this was an organic movement based on 49 years of raw experience. And so the people are speaking, and then you get these activists, you know, all these you know, Hollywood types that want to sit there and say, oh, I'm so glad I killed my baby because I wouldn't have had the wonderful career I had. Like, wait, glad I killed my baby? I can't even believe that is even said in the same sentence. I mean, how sad, Megan, that our own psychology would be so debased that we would celebrate the death of a child. This is sick.
Well, and that's the rot of our culture. And I have contended on the radio over the years that I believe that the rot of our culture really started around the time of Roe v. Wade, because there was no sanctity or protection given to life. And it allowed, basically, after the sexual revolution, for the sexual revolution to really carry on with no sort of consequence to that. Really, the consequence that was born out of the sexual revolution were broken families and broken homes and, as you point out, abortion.
Yes.
And so, you know, what really stopped the sexual revolution was the AIDS epidemic, when the AIDS epidemic came in. So, you know, abortion has been a stain on our country since, 1972? And in Nevada, for example, even though Catherine Cortez Masto and others are hammering abortion as the number one issue, even though it's not, abortion in Nevada was codified into law in 1990. And any woman that's 6 months pregnant can walk into any Planned Parenthood or abortion clinic and abort that six-month-old fetus. And what I'm seeing now, however, is the press actually pushing back and saying, well, what are your limits then, Ralph Warnock, on abortion?
Exactly.
What are your limits, Stacey Abrams, on abortion? And it, quite clearly, they don't have any. In fact, Stacey Abrams said that abortion was a great solution to inflation. What would be a great solution to inflation where we're not killing babies is to stop spending money.
Right. Well, the other thing is that you killed a generation labor force. We need labor right now to offset, you know, this is what's causing inflation is the shortage of goods. Okay, so now you've killed 63 million plus, probably closer to 100 million people when you count abortifacients. And, of course, we're going to listen to Stacey Abrams because she's now the self-appointed OBGYN for America who says that, you know, she's a heartbeat denier. You know, she says that, you know, that this is all manufactured, that, you know, the science behind these sonograms and everything are just, you know, they're made up. I mean, you know, I can't even believe she said something as ridiculous as that.
Well, ridiculous things come out of Stacey Abrams' mouth all the time, and she's really not held to account. You know, when I look at the headlines, I see, you know, election denier Jim Marchant is running for Secretary of State in Nevada. Election denier Adam Laxalt is running for Senate of Nevada. I don't see election denier Stacey Abrams is running for governor again. You know,
well, she's still governor. She actually is still governor. You know, in her own mind, she's still the governor of Georgia, right?
Yes, she has yet to concede the election, but for years, and even Hillary Clinton denied the election results. And denying the election results, according to the press, is the big lie. You're an election denier. You're a conspiracy theorist. And that label is never applied to Democrats, even though we all lived through 2016 and 2020, when we were told that Russia interfered in the election, and we spent $200 million for Robert Mueller to stumble through and tell us that, no, that really didn't happen.
Right, exactly. Yeah, here they are. And speaking of Barack Obama coming up, I mean, I think it's quite interesting. Barack Obama, who was the Johnny Appleseed of Marxism, he was the one that really set this front and center with the transformation, the fundamental transformation of America. And the Democrats are leaning on him. And here he is, the most recent Marxist originalist. Welcome to Nevada. Hopefully Nevadans have their eyes wide open to understand he's the one that brought this doctrine to begin with. Thank you, Megan Barth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer
free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced on Thursday she is going to resign and step down from the job she only recently took.
I came into office at a time of great economic and international instability. I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected.
An Air Force jet crashed at the end of the runway near Salt Lake City, Utah on Wednesday. The F-35 crashed at Hill Air Force Base at the north end of the runway. The 388th Fighter Wing tweeted that information. The wing commander at the base confirmed the pilot ejected to safety and that no one was harmed on the ground. One witness on Fox 13 in Utah.
Watching it, I was in the right-hand lane, and they just see it going down, and then it just hits that hill, and you just see it burst up in flames and then black smoke just going all over the place.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We also want to check out Motor Trend's latest sports utility vehicle picks for this year. It is absolutely incredible. Ed Lowe is with us, and we'll talk more about that, because every year Motor Trend picks one new car, truck, and SUV to earn the prestigious honor of being named the best in the market, starting with the SUV of the year. The leading industry resource is going to announce each month, starting this month. Ed Lowe joins us now. He's a leading industry expert and automotive enthusiast to tell us all about why this SUV is the best of the best. Ed, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, I'm excited to be talking about your SUV pick. But first of all, how does Motor Trend select the sports utility vehicle of the year?
Great question. So first, we invite all of the all-new or significantly updated vehicles from all of the manufacturers for the coming 2023 model year. And this year, that amounted to 45 total vehicles, 33 different nameplates. And what's super interesting is that more than half of that field was electrified. So it was either a hybrid, a plug-in hybrid, or a full battery electric vehicle. And that tracks, you know, right, because the shift is on towards electric vehicles. But we've never seen, it's very, very rare to see this many vehicles, but this is the first time we've seen, you know, more than 50% of the field having some form of electrification. We get all the vehicles together.
Bit of an education, right, Ed?
It's a lot for us to learn and evaluate.
Exactly.
Which is how we, you know, we pick a winner. We drive all these vehicles, we strap gear into them, we do 0-60, all the intermittent tests. But, you know, we're not actually comparing them head-to-head against each other, but to our award's 6 criteria. We're looking at value, safety, fuel economy, engineering, design, and then one we call performance of intended function. How well does this SUV execute its mission as an SUV? We argue about it, and then all of the editors and judges jump into a room, and we vote, and we come up with a winner.
Speaking of an SUV, what is the specific criteria, the standard that you guys have come up with?
Great question. And the shortest way to answer it is basically we stopped arguing with manufacturers over what they want to call an SUV. The trend has been on now for over a decade in consumers moving away from typical sedans and hatchbacks and into these things called sports utility vehicles. But fundamentally, is there a high seating position, kind of a high roof, room for people and cargo? But where we have a sort of a sticking point is whether the vehicle has all-wheel drive or not. Because a lot of manufacturers will try to send a vehicle that might only be available as a front-wheel drive car, which we think limits the sport and sport utility. Like, if you want to go off-road, if you want to even light off-roading or, travel in the snow, it is a good idea to have all-wheel drive that's available. But to be honest, the manufacturers are going to send us what they send us and call it an SUV. We're going to test it that way. So it's not on us if the vehicle gets stuck on a small hill on an off-road.
Right. No, that makes sense. Ed, the team that does all the testing here, who all is on the team? I mean, this has got to just be a ton of fun to get in all these different vehicles and, to test them like this. So who are the lucky people selected to be on this testing team?
It is definitely a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work. And this year, we had temperatures consistently well over 100 degrees for the entire duration of the program. So it was hot, and it was a lot of work up in the high desert at a proving grounds in California. It's mostly Motor Trend editorial staff, so our writers, reporters, and editors. But we also include a couple of guest judges. This year we had the recently retired former head of design for Ford Motor Company, Maury Callum, joined us as a guest judge. And then we had an industry expert named Gordon Dickey, who's worked at a number of different car manufacturers as a consultant. He's a whiz when it comes to testing and evaluation. Both of those gentlemen give us insights and knowledge from their experience as automotive insiders. So it's a mix of the editors and outside guest judges.
And they get to be like kids all over again and just have fun testing these vehicles. Like you said, no, it's a serious deal. It's not just all play. But I got to imagine, this is just all kinds of fun to test drive all these different vehicles, even in 100 degree weather, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. It's also very unique within the industry. I've been doing this for 20 years now, and I always tell the team, guys, don't take this lightly. Very few people in the world get this opportunity. Like, think about it. Who can drive all of next year's new vehicles in one place at one time? Even the car manufacturers can't do that. They can't pull all the competitive vehicles together. Only a brand like Motor Trend can do that.
Yeah, this is an awesome benefit and blessing that you offer to the consumer, that you guys do this kind of research. So, to hear you say and respect that this is a serious issue because you're doing the job, for the consumer here to give them a good idea and where, what they should target if they're looking at an SUV in this particular case, right?
Right. And we are really for the consumer. We try our best not to be too dazzled by all the high horsepower and the speed and the sexier vehicles. I'm very interested. Again, that's why our award has the components that related to fuel economy and value and safety. These are real issues that consumers are interested in, not just how fast the car accelerates or what it looks like.
Well, Ed Lowe is the head of editorial at Motor Trend Group, where he oversees all editorial content for world-class automotive media brands, including Motor Trend, Hot Rod, Four Wheeler, Truck Trend, Low Rider, and Super Street. As he said, he's been doing this for a couple of decades, and in 2011 was promoted to editor-in-chief, and during his tenure, the brand has grown from the number one automotive enthusiast magazine into the industry leader for both car buyers and auto enthusiasts across digital, video, and social media. So great job, Ed. I mean, this has just been awesome.
Thank you.
All right, time to reveal Motor Trend 2023 SUV of the Year, and why was it chosen?
Well, we're proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2023 SUV of the Year is the Hyundai Ioniq 5. And why it won? Well, to be honest, it really just nailed all of our criteria. From design, it is an absolutely stunning-looking vehicle. It's got this cyberpunk, retro-futuristic style, very sharp-looking. It is on this crossover side of things. When you look at it, it looks like a large sort of hatchback. And it actually looks kind of small, but when you get inside, it's actually enormous. It is very deceiving because it has these really tight, compact features, but a really long wheelbase. It's an all-electric vehicle, which is absolutely tremendous. So it has all the batteries in the floor, and it has all the serious engineering feats that go along with it. So when you get the largest battery, you can get over 300 miles of all-electric driving range. And then it's got some of the fastest recharge times in the industry. So you can go from 10% battery life to 80% battery in about 18 minutes if you're on a DC fast charger. That's tremendous. Oh, very few manufacturers have that capability. And then from a value perspective, vehicle starts at just over $40,000. So unlike a lot of electric vehicles, this one's within reach of the average consumer. And it's a top safety pick plus, which is one of the highest accolades in the safety business you can get. So design, engineering, pure EV, our first all-electric SUV of the year winner, that's also huge. Hyundai Ioniq 5, Motor Trend's 2023 SUV of the year, really nailed it.
Yeah, Ed, this is quite telling. I mean, this is the, you know, like you said, a lot of EVs to look at more than ever before. And then this is the first year that an EV is chosen as Motor Trend's 2023 SUV of the year. Boy, this, like I said, this is quite telling. And without a doubt, as manufacturers continue to, you know, perfect EVs, I mean, they've come a long way in really in just a short period of time. And with the emphasis and the interest in EVs, it seems like everything is going to continue to grow in a positive direction for electric vehicles, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and look, we are 10 years ago, we picked our first electric car of the year, the Tesla Model S. Since then, we've had a couple other electric car of the year winners. Last year, we picked our first electric truck of the year in the Rivian R1T. And this year, our first electric SUV of the year. So this is the sign of the times. EVs are coming. They're starting to replace internal combustion, gas-powered vehicles on the market, and the competition is very fierce, particularly in this space, which is why it's such a huge win for Hyundai and the Ioniq 5. Mm. Again, 14 vehicles in the field were all electric.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Ed, we got to leave it there. It's a wrap, so where can they go for more information?
For people who want to read all of our SUV of the Year program, they can go to motortrend.com or check out the next issue.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check out BillMartinezShow.com. And right now we're checking out Dr. Ted Baer, founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
Well, I'm talking to you, and actually that gives me a break from all the work because I came in from Atlanta yesterday, and I leave for another speaking engagement tomorrow. Before Atlanta, I was in Nashville for 2 days. I know you're going on these tours, but I do this constantly, and I think I'm...
I know. I know. I can see there could be a day where it's time to settle down. But, you know, my doctor says that my constitution is such is that I'll keep working. And maybe even 3 years after I've decided to leave this plane, that my body will get the memo saying, hey, buddy, you've been gone for 3 years.
No, it's
time to give it a rest.
Because I went to law school. I had to take a course in constitutional law, and I never saw your name in there.
No, it's not. Who knows?
That's a bad
joke. We'll let that go.
It's called a
joke. No, that's okay. Hey, let's talk seriously about The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. We got episode one, number eight.
Yeah, this is the finish of the first season, and... It's the best yet, so that's always good news, and it actually, reflects Tolkien in a lot of different ways, including, talking about God, and it's sort of proto-Christian evangelical, because this is all happening before The Lord of the Rings.
Exactly,
you haven't
right.
had the manifestation, but you have hints of it, and it's very exciting, and a lot of things that you think... Or they think, people in the Lord, you know better because if you read the books, think are good, like you're making the three wings for the elves. So
exactly.
Forever. Not good to do that. So Galadriel, who seems to have more sense than anybody else, understands that something negative is going on. And there's a lot of, exposing demonic evil and a positive reference to God and positive moral values and positive prayer, hope, goodness, sacrifice. Sounds almost like the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. So you've got a very good, but, it's 4 stars, a little bit of a caution for children. There is battles and, something... Mm-hmm. I didn't like the orcs. They look so ugly. They scare me. I get scared when I look at an orc. I got to tell you that.
No, I understand. I'll tell you the other thing, too, that I did almost instantly, because sometimes it's hard to understand. So subtitles can be your friend. And so I've been leaning heavily on subtitles for this particular series. And that's helped me, to follow the story a little bit easier. So I pass that on for what it's worth for anybody else that may be having time, a little bit of a challenge understanding You know, because they make it so it's like a, well, it's obviously a period piece of some sort. And, you know, the accents and that sort of thing sometimes can get in the way, not to mention the fact of different names. Different names we're not used to. You know, Galadriel. I mean, you know, why don't you just call her Karen? But no, it's Galadriel. So, you know, you got to pay attention, right?
So, and a lot of actors.
But well done.
Are English or Irish or Scots. So there's a lot of Scot actors in it. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%. And
oh, you do? Okay, well, good. Well, then it's just, I thought maybe it was just me, Dr. Ted.
Do you have hearing aids?
Thank you for helping me out. Yeah, no.
Do you have hearing aids?
No.
You got to get hearing aids.
No. You know, no.
The latest Oticon has a, you know, a first position, second position if you're in a crowd, and the third position, it links automatically with the T-coil to the sound coming out of your, you know, your computer or whatever, and links automatically to theater sound, and it just makes it a lot better. And that's not an advertisement because I don't, but it's
I was going to say, hey,
go into a theater and find out that your hearing aids are linking to the sound, so you're hearing them inside your ears instead of straining and trying to separate out the sounds.
Exactly. That's brilliant. Well, Mighty Ducks, Game Changers, huh? Episode 201, The Icebreaker?
Well, I love the movies. Okay, let's go back to that. And I loved Gordon Bombay because, you know, that's Martin Sheen's son, who's actually a really strong evangelical Christian. And they don't explain why he's not in this episode, which is a great episode. Everything's great, but, you know, he refused to get the shot. I never got COVID, so,
no.
And my son-in-law's parents never got COVID. Four out of nine people never got COVID. And so I sort of stand up for him and say, this, you did the right thing. But anyway, it's very exciting. You know, the Mighty Ducks in the last episode defeated the team was not the Mighty Ducks. It was a terrible team who defeated the Mighty Ducks and took their name. And now their training camp is shut down. So they have to go to a really high level junior. I played hockey as a kid. I don't know whether you did. But anyway, high level training camp and the guy who's the head of it is very angry at them because they've stolen the name of Mighty Ducks and they should go back to their name of the Don't Bothers. And he just puts them through more grilling than anybody can imagine. So, you know, this is what you have to do with a sports movie, because I teach this whole thing about making movies. You got to make it so bad and so miserable and so painful. Like, you know, Indiana Jones in the first episode says, why does it have to be snakes when he falls into a snake pit? And we know why, because he said in the beginning he was afraid of snakes. So here the Mighty Ducks have to face their worst fear, which is going up with maybe, you know, really good teams, which they shouldn't be doing, except they beat the Mighty Ducks.
Right. Well, there it is. And, you know, and it's interesting, speaking of COVID, is after all that we've gone through, of course, now the president has said, hey, COVID is done, it's a thing in the past, and then all this evidence is coming up that, you know, for all the controversy, job cancellation, everything else, the truth always does come out, doesn't it, Dr. Ted?
It does, and it's, I read the Journal of American Medical Association because my wife was on chemo and drugs for 26 years, a long time in May.
Yeah.
And her doctors at USC, after they removed her bladder, et cetera, said, do not take the booster. So every time I went into some place, like a screening for movies, and they say, have you had the booster? I said, no, because my wife was told, do not take the booster. Right. And then finally I told my doctor I never had COVID, and he got angry at me. So there it is. We got to have COVID, Bill. Even though four out of nine have it, we got to have it.
Exactly. Well, I got COVID about a year and a half ago, I have been out of self, you know, awareness, measuring my T-cell immunity count, and it is still as robust as ever. And, of course, if you recall, Dr. Fauci said, natural immunity will only last for a couple of months. Well, you know, I'm sorry, my own body is defying your own statement. And just kind of as a sidebar here, just because we're talking about it, you've got this new documentary based on Robert Kennedy's book on Anthony, the real Anthony Fauci, and it is streaming now live. I mean, streaming at the AnthonyFauciMovie.com, absolutely free. And you've got to watch this. I mean, the reveal, and of course, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. has been known for his his tenacity about injections and you know, the history of for decades and this sort of thing. And what they present is quite revealing, and it reinforces the things that, you know, common sense told us all along in dealing with COVID.
Well, if you could get somebody to send me that, I'll get somebody in my office to review it. That's really a great thing.
No.
Okay.
No, I will do that. Okay. So the next one is, speaking of pandemic, as this transitions right smoothly into it, is the post-pandemic church attendance on the rise. Interesting.
Well, you know, this happens before people think there's going to be a crisis and the end of the, well, I don't want to get into it. But anyway, you know, all the people that complain. But when the Great Depression hit, you know what happened in the United States? Revivals broke out all over the country. You had Billy Sunday. At the end of the Depression, you had Billy Graham. You had a lot of Pentecostal revivals, a lot of revivalism, and which is a little different than revivals. And so this is to be expected, because after people have gone through the valley of the shadow of death, they want to find truth. And now more millennials attended church than before the start of the pandemic, because they don't know the truth and they want to know the truth and they want to find out, where can I find the truth? And I have a friend in Hollywood who's the number one stuntman, and every time there's a crisis, he says, this is the best time to witness in Hollywood, because, you know, they're all looking for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they bought the lies, so they don't want the lies.
Right. Well, they're tired of it, Ted. I mean, you know, you can defy gravity only so long, and then you realize that, nope, it still exists. And then when you really, you don't have to go that deep to realize that it's God who created everything. And and when we honor God, He honors us. It is a committed relationship. It's a covenant which transcends anything beyond what we can understand here on this simple planet that we live in. But as we continue to seek God, He's faithful to bless us and redeem us, because He doesn't want anybody to end up destroyed. People get ready. The church get ready, because people are coming to the doors and looking for answers. And guess what? You got it. And that's the truth of God. Right, Ted?
Right. It's exactly what happens.
He's the founder, publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Thank you, Ted. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to...